Here's Campbell. Toss to Bush. A reverse to Moore. Moore breaks a tackle. Cuts inside. Gets a big block. Moore's gone. 10, 5. He dives at the goal line. Touchdown! Raiders!
Oh, that was one of my favorite plays from the Raiders so far this year. They are 2-2, and that big block, and you heard in the call right there from Greg Papa, was from Samson Satelli, a pancake block. Just an unbelievable play, and Samson joins me. Jason Ross here on the show. Samson, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. As an offensive lineman, I want to start with that play that we just heard the highlight from, the Jets game. You guys get to pancake guys. You guys get to push people around. I mean, unfortunately, sometimes you get beat. But when you get out on the outside and you just de-cleated, was it Leonard from the Jets, I think it was?
Yes.
I'm sure in the film room, it was great on the field, but when you guys all saw that as an offensive line a little bit later, how well did that play in the film room?
It was good. You know, D-Moore, he set up the block really good, and it was a pretty easy hit for me.
Yeah,
it's an offensive lineman's dream to get a block like that and a touchdown, so it was just a great play by D-Moore.
Yeah, you got to get yourself in that rotation. What was it last year that I know Khalif Barnes plays on the outside of the tackle, but they threw him a couple of passes, caught one of those touchdowns. You got to see if Hugh Jackson and Coach Saunders will set up a play to get you on the outside.
We'll see what happens, hopefully.
Yeah. Samson Satelli, center for the Raiders, fifth year out of Hawaii. You guys are 2-2, and in some sense you probably like that. In another sense, you probably feel like you gave a game away or two. How do you evaluate your team right now through a quarter of the season?
We're not, you know, I mean, we're not where we need to be at this point. Four games down, you know, we're 500, but, you know, we know we could have been 4-0, 3-1 instead of 2-2, but, you know, we've been working hard today at practice, and the coaches are really drilling it to us. And, you know, we just got to, you know, play better and score more points.
Well, your coach had said this before, but he reiterated it this week, saying, hey, we're going to win, speaking of the Raiders, the AFC West. When your head coach tells you that and you hear that, the confidence he has in you guys, what does that do for you guys as players for Coach Jackson?
Oh, it's great, man. Motivation, and you know, I have his back, and whatever he says, you know, I'll do my best, and you know, I'll do anything and everything to help this team win it.
Absolutely. Samson Satelli, Raiders center, with us. Now, the offense looks like it's in pretty fine form right now. Some of the stats suggest that you're number one in rushing. I think you guys as a group have only allowed 2 sacks. How much pride do you and the rest of your linemen, tight ends included, all the guys that have to do that blocking, how much pride do you have in some of those numbers?
It's a great thing that Jason only got sacked twice. But the way we look at it is, if we keep Jason clean, you know, he'll be playing like how he's been playing lately. And you know, it's been great watching him, you know, throw the ball easy back there. And like I said, we just gotta keep him clean, and you know, he'll have the faith in us and you know, the confidence in us blocking.
Is he different this year? Because he looks a lot more comfortable to the fans, to me watching the team, but you experience it. You're there every day practicing with him the last couple of years and playing in the games. Does he seem like a different quarterback?
Oh, yes. He's more, you know, vocal. You know, he's a leader. Everybody sees him as a leader. And, you know, he has confidence in us. Last year he probably got hit about 20, 30 times at this point after 4 games, but you know, it's been my job to keep this man clean and not to get him hit.
Now, do you prefer pass blocking or run blocking?
Run.
Run, yeah. Get to push people around a little bit more?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just obviously in your guys' nature. There's Samson Satelli from the Raiders joining us. Well, as far as the team unity, had a chance to cover your team the last couple of years. It seems like there's a pretty tight bond now. When you guys were going through maybe your first couple of years, some really tough seasons. Now, 8-8 last year, the great record in the division. It just seems like you guys are much more cohesive as a team. Would you say that's true?
Yes. You know, I felt like last year or a couple years ago, when we're losing, you know, guys would just mark it up as another loss. But this year, you know, we have leaders, 5 leaders on our team, and, you know, they're drilling it to us and saying, you know, this is not what we need. This is not who we are. You know, we're a better team, and, you know, just good to have leaders like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And your offensive line's done a good job. Darren McFadden, I mean, some of the times you get to see the tail end of his runs when he's gone by you guys. I mean, he's amazing to watch. How about for you to block for this guy?
Oh, it's great, man. His, you know, 70-yard run, you know, it was a good run. But, you know, sometimes we open the hole, sometimes we don't. And, you know, D-Mac makes a lot of plays. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Last 2 weeks, you guys play in front of a sellout crowd, in front of Raider Nation. What does that do for you guys when you step out on the field and see a stadium filled with mostly silver and black?
Oh, that's great, man. You know, just to hear how loud the, you know, the stadium can get, and, you know, feel the support and, you know, get that energy from the crowd while you play the game.
Yeah, and your D-line, a group you get to practice against, probably the strength of your defense. You got some big boys up there, Kelly and Houston, Seymour, that whole crew, Shaughnessy. What's it like battling those guys on a daily basis in practice?
Oh, yeah, don't forget John Henderson.
That's true. That's true. Maybe the biggest.
You know, it's great, you know, to practice against, you know, a guy like Seymour or Tommy Kelly. You know, it gets your mind right for practice and, you know, come to the game. You know, it comes second nature, you know, it kind of comes easy.
How about this week's opponent? You go to Houston, so you guys have been home for two. Houston's really good. You played them last year, so still a little bit, I guess, fresh in your memory, playing them at home, losing that game to the Texans last year. But now going to Houston, what are some of the things you're looking to do this week with your offense?
You know, we're just going to see how they're going to match up against, you know, our key guys. And, you know, just keep doing what we're doing, running the ball and passing the ball, whatever. You know, Hugh Jackson or Coach Al Saunders calls, you know, we're going to play hard. And, you know, like you said, we lost. So, I mean, we're going to come back with vengeance, and we lost last week. So, Hugh always says, you know, the next team got to pay, and the next team is the Texans.
You know, I got a quote here from your head coach, Hugh Jackson, talking about finally having, looks like, all your receivers healthy. You introduced Kevin Boss basically the last couple of weeks. Jacoby Ford's now back. We know about the running game. Here's what he said about having all six wide receivers healthy. Once I get all these Lamborghinis and Mercedes-Benzes out here, we can really start to explore and do more things. Your offense is pretty powerful already, but it seems like your potential might be unlimited with this offense.
Yes. We just got to go out there and execute. And, you know, like I said, he's going to call the plays. And, you know, he's really good at that, or Coach Al Saunders and Lamborghinis and all those guys. I mean.
What does that make you guys?
Homers?
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Samson Satelli with us. You got to talk to me about your offensive line coach, Bob Wiley, who I know has a penchant for magic tricks, I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah, I mean, this guy is crazy. first night I got to training camp, we went into meetings, and he did a 52-card deck magic trick. It was unbelievable, and now hopefully he does it for a team one day, and you know somebody record it, and everybody can see it on YouTube or something.
Yeah, because he's pretty known for these things. He just does he amaze you guys with that stuff?
Yes, you know, coach. You know, he knows how training camp goes, and you know guys could get a little bored here and there. Especially these young guys, and you know, he'll come in there, bring a little character to the room, and you know, wake us up, make us say, "Ooh, wow, off the magic trick," and keep us up for a meeting. So, he had like maybe about 8 or 10 tricks that he had the whole training camp.
Yeah,
pretty amazing.
Yeah, it keeps you guys interested, keeps you guys all battling, and really, that's your family away from your family. You guys as a football team. Well, Samson, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Good luck going forward, and congratulations on the success of the O-line and the offense so far, and good luck this week against Houston.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Samson Satelli, joining us from that Raiders offensive line. I like that, Hugh Jackson saying, once I get all these Lamborghinis and Mercedes-Benzes out here, we can really start to explore and do even more things. And then Samson basically saying, well, I guess that makes us the Hummers. There they are, blocking for everybody. And, you know, I think there's things to like really from both Bay Area teams, but my point earlier in this week, I really think you have to look at the coaching staffs. And I like what Jim Harbaugh is doing with San Francisco, and I certainly like what Hugh Jackson is doing with the Raiders right now. They have a 3-1 record for the Niners, 2-2 for the Raiders. And Chris Landry earlier in the show, if you missed it, I think had a great analysis of it. I just said point blank, who's the better team? And I personally think the Raiders are, and Chris Landry basically put it in this form. He said, as a more disciplined and structured team, he would put it with the San Francisco 49ers. But as far as explosiveness and maybe potential, he would go with the Raiders. And the Raiders have self-inflicted wounds usually every week. They haven't turned the ball over a ton, but when they do, it's been a killer. And then certainly the penalties. They just can't get out of their own way with the penalties. It's just been an absolute crusher for them defensively and offensively. Now, the Niners, they don't. There's not this huge splash. You're not seeing these amazing reverses and catches and runs, but they're 3-1. And they're feeling good about themselves. They're getting more people talking about them. And the Raiders had some buzz going into the game this last week against the Patriots. But certainly they let that one get out of their hands. And the Patriots proved to be a very, very good team. Deserved the win. Got the win. And it put the Raiders in a hole now at 2-2. But with their coach saying they're going to win the division, it's something he believes in. And the matchups with the Chargers will be critical. I mean, I can't find a scenario where the Chiefs are going to get back in the race. Raiders have already beaten Denver, and I think that team's going to have a down year. So you got a two-team race, and the Raiders right now are only one back of San Diego. And you just hope that you can keep staying within striking distance. The Raiders will be playing them soon. I mean, really, the Raiders are in a spot where I think their schedule is going to open up after this week because the Raiders, I think, have a tough one today, or excuse me, a tough one Sunday when they get ready to battle the Houston Texans on the road in Houston. But following that, they've got a chance to get healthy at home again with three straight home games. Week 6, they host the Cleveland Browns. I think that's a game, if you're the Raiders, you have to win. Week 7, you have to beat the Chiefs. That's at O.co Coliseum. You've got a bye in Week 8. Then you go Week 9, you go for the season sweep of the Broncos. So if you could win those three, even if you say they lose this week and get to 2-3 and then win Week 6, 7, and 9 with a bye week in Week 8, you're looking at a team that's 5-3, 8 weeks in, and you're staring at a Thursday night game at Qualcomm Stadium against the Chargers. So a huge game right there that kind of will put you in a spot either to maybe be right there with the Chargers or even ahead of the Chargers, and you end the season week 17 at home January 1st against the Chargers. And that's a game you could possibly be looking at with the slide schedule. Maybe that's a Sunday night 5 o'clock game. I could see that happening. If it's for the division, you could definitely see the network sliding that game to be the 5 o'clock game Sunday night if that's to win the AFC West. So we'll see, but the Raiders have to keep playing because they've got some games with the Lions and the Packers, the Bears, the Vikings. They play that whole division. You'd hope they'd beat the Vikings, but that's a road game, so there's certainly some tough ones ahead. All right, we're going to take the break here, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Also, the text line at 44-1140. And I don't know if this text that is just a Niner fan in general or if they're saying I'm a Niner fan, but it says, hey, Niner fan, why don't you calm down and look forward to the upcoming games you're going to lose. Here's another one, different number. Same spot about, I guess this is referencing to Grant last week when he said he didn't think the Niners would win against the Eagles. He also said the Niners won't win a game after week one until the bye week. So there you go. Well, that's something you'll have to feed that fire to Grant when he gets back next week. All right, break time for us, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140, text line at 44-1140. We got another segment straight ahead right here on Sports Radio KHTK.